We can't really do anything. So we'll just start the meeting and say that we're not tomorrow. I'm looking at, talking to Kim, I'm looking at referring everything from next.
You can go through the agenda. So anything that requires time, you can. We told him not to, because we can't even discuss the agenda. So we can't discuss anything. We can't discuss anything as action. We can't do the election.
Yeah.
We can look at the presentations and discuss, we cannot.
Yeah, one of my, I just went to a bench show.
We can't do that, we can do all of these discussions.
Well, do we want to, or do we want to do something to you? You know, with thanks for the people that came, I think I was.
Here comes the sun.
Comments.
Yeah.
I am more for watching the theme.
I like that, yeah.
And we'll get that on the public record, and you and I will listen to it and appreciate it.
Yes.
And we'll cover it absolutely until March.
Yes, that sounds perfect, yeah.
So I would anticipate that this meeting has been enough.
And she's an event.
I do. I can use this.
All right.
I've already started recording the Zoom component. I don't know if you guys have a recording of the audio in the room, but we're good whenever you're ready to start.
Okay, this is Ann Robin. I'm going to call this meeting to order. And can we have a roll call?
Susan Fowler. Neil Sharma.
Here.
Kim Fisher. Diane Gordon.
I'm here on Zoom, but I don't know that I can say here until you guys vote me.
Ann Robin.
Here. Did you say here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. So the question is, do we have a quorum?
You don't have a quorum, but you can, because we did not have time to cancel the meeting either, there's a time period for that, you can have a discussion of everything but the action items.
Okay. So I'm going to take the prerogative of the possible chair, because I haven't actually been voted in yet, but I'm serving as the chair right now, to say that we're going to open this meeting up for discussion with respect to the participants who came to the meeting this morning. So that would include citizen input and input from people with IDD and any other reports, agency reports, that people would like to put on the public record. And Dr. Sharma and I will be appreciative to listen to what you have to say for input, but we're going to defer all action to the March meeting. And I conferred with Kim, and it looks like we would have enough time in the March meeting to take care of everything that we need to take care of. So I guess that's my comments, but I'll make one or two other comments. First of all, I apologize for missing the January meeting. That was my mistake totally. And I promise I will be here today and in the future for you. The big work that this board has to do will be in April and May, and I think all of the board members are well aware of that. Most of the work occurs on our own when we're looking over the applications and making our determinations. I think we already have assigned specific applications to specific board members to be the lead reviewer and the second reviewer. So we will do the procedure that we've done many years in the past very successfully of having people take responsibility for being experts on that application and having a chance for the agencies on programs to answer questions about them, with the voting to occur in May. So that will be our timeline going forward. I think those are really my only comments. Lynn, did you have any comments that you wanted to make?
Well, I appreciate y'all being here. Because the assignment of applications and the list of applications are included in the packet, would it be all right with you if we covered that? So it's not an action item, but just to make sure that we got that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do we want to do that now under Executive Director's comments?
Well, no, I think we could probably go through the agenda and hit all the things that you mentioned.
Okay.
And if we can include that one, I can keep it really brief. We created the reviewer assignments in there. So just to make sure that y'all are okay with that and that you like the process.
That's it.
Brian?
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry. Not too much.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, Lynn?
Yes?
Can we back up just a minute? I'm confused. How is it we don't have a quorum?
Because Diane is not present in the room. You have to have three people present in the room in order to vote any remote participation in. And there are only two board members present in the room. I think this
So who is in the room?
Dr. Sharma and Dr. Robin are in the room.
Okay. Oh, Kim Fisher's remote?
She's absent, as is Dr. Fowler.
Okay. Sorry.
I appreciate what they all have agreed to do, which is keep the discussion, because I do think a lot of people showed up and probably have some interesting things to say. So just for one other piece of my comments, I'm in Washington, D.C. for the back-to-back legislative policy conferences of National Association of Counties and then National Association of County Behavioral Health and DD directors. That's where I'm going today, right in between the conferences. And I just wanted to tell you something, because you're going to see my massive amounts of notes from these meetings soon enough. But I was very delighted to see NACO taking up, I think, four new policy resolutions related to people with intellectual developmental disabilities and autism, or autism. I have never seen that at the level. We have one resolution that has become part of NACO's platform, and that has to do with direct support professionals. But there are a whole bunch of new parts of the platform. I'm so, so delighted for that, because NACO has over 1,000 members, and they have actually a voice at the Capitol. So I just wanted to share that with y'all, because that seemed like good news. Anyway, I appreciate y'all being there today.
Well, thank you for that, Lynn. I think we cannot approve the agenda, but we've got a printed agenda, which I'm going to sort of follow just to kind of keep us going. So we cannot approve the last minutes. We cannot approve the vendor invoice list, but thank you for those. I personally found those easy to read this month. Staff reports are included in the packet. We will not have the special election. So we're up to review of applications for PY2027 funding. Lynn, do you want to make comments or draw our attention to anything? Pages 21 to 26.
The memo sort of The memo outlines a process that's very much like what you've done in the past with the timeline. I hope I didn't make mistakes in the timeline, but just to set expectations for everyone involved in this, because we have a lot of requests for funding and we have a lot of board members, and so it's good for folks to know what to expect and when. I want to acknowledge our staff have already done a lot of work on the review of applications, and I'm trying to get my arms around what's affordable, but we don't have any information yet about next year's expected levy amount. That takes a while usually, so I'm not quite ready, but you know, just to, it's good for I think all of us to understand what happens next. So this lays it out. One thing that I would like to do differently this year than we've ever done is when agencies are asked to be present to answer questions, which is typically in the April meeting or meetings, and then sometimes also in the May meetings, I would like to respect remote participation as the same as in-person attendance. Just like today is a great example. We have so many interruptions in life, including illness. So I think that agencies have proved that they can participate really effectively through the Zoom, and would really like for that to be a part of the process as we understand it going forward. So then the list of funding requests is here. Again, Kim and I spent a lot of time on this. It doesn't mean it's error-free. Sometimes I introduce errors at the last minute. We also have here in the column all the way to the right is suggested reviewers, and these are board members. Staff will review everything, and we're already well into that. And we will provide you with our reviews before you have to talk about them, but you can take these on as primary and then secondary reviewers, as you have done in previous years. And these are the assignments that we came up with. If there's anything you're concerned about in there, please let us know, and we'll figure out a different organization of those, but they looked pretty fair and even. Now I gotta twist the screen a couple times to get us back here. And this is a checklist that was initially developed by Dr. Fowler many years ago, and we just keep updating it with the new information. It may be helpful to board members. It is for board member use. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Lynn. Diane, are you still on the call here?
I am.
Okay. I just want to say you are most welcome to stay. We are not having an official meeting, so we're just going to proceed as we've been doing with information only. And you're welcome to be here, even though we can't vote you in, according to the rules. All right, the next is emerging threats. Does anybody want to discuss emerging threats? Kim Fisher is usually our lead person on that. Okay, we'll move to input from people with IDD. Is there anyone who wants to give input? I'm not looking at the online. Who's looking at that? Anybody online? Okay. No. The next is Engage Illinois, an oral update.
And that's usually Dr. Fowler. There was an event that I wasn't able to attend because of competing meetings. And she might have to. It was like a third summit.
Okay, so we'll look forward to that in March also. Evaluation capacity building project update. And we do have somebody.
Happy hump day, everybody. Hello. So I'm Jacinda Dariotis. I'm PI of the project, and I work with a great team with Rachel and Nate on the capacity building and, of course, all of the fabulous program staff and agency staff. We have a short update this month. I don't have a microlearning to show you. I'm sorry, but we've gone through quite a few of them in the past. We will have more coming up soon. We are providing technical assistance to three different agencies, working with them to meet their needs in terms of survey development and logic models, understanding evaluation and how it fits within their programs and their organizations, and moving towards outcomes. And so that's been going very well. We are also working with our working group, always open to having other agency and program staff join that group. They provide us a lot of feedback on what we're thinking about for our micro learnings as well as our trainings. We will be hosting a training late spring, early summer, where the working group has suggested that we expand it from just showing how to create surveys in Google Forms and in Microsoft Forms, which are freely available to lots of people, but to expand it to also including how to create an evaluation plan. And to have that so that agencies and programs have institutional knowledge written down so that if there is turnover or promotion or movement, that the agency or the program itself still has the plan laid out and that it can then be into perpetuity as it continues to develop and evolve. And so we'll put in both the how to create a survey with different forms in line with the evaluation plan, how to develop one, what it includes, so that they will actually have a working document at the end of that training. Micro-learning, so as part of that training, we will create our micro-learnings that I've talked about before in terms of how to develop these surveys. That one is in production, and we also have a one-pager that goes along with it, and we are creating additional micro-learnings for later spring, early summer. Those are our major updates.
Thank you. That is quite a lot.
Yes. And we want to thank Kim for sending out the lovely newsletter with our information and our updates from the evaluation team. And we are always looking forward to having office hours with anyone who needs any help with their evaluation needs and quick questions. So just a reminder to all the programs and agencies that they can utilize that whenever they want. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say personally, I feel very grateful for having this resource available. And I don't think this is unique, but it is certainly a good model for other organizations to have funded something like this. So I'm very appreciative of the service. Disability Resource Expo and AIR updates.
I can do that really quick. Maybe Kim and Chandra may also want to jump in, but we have had one meeting of the special core group of people to talk about what's next for the expo. We've got some excellent notes on that meeting from Dr. Dariotis, and then other input that, you know, sort of helps set the agenda for the next meeting. Unfortunately, the next meeting had to be set at a time where a couple of folks won't be able to participate. But we want to make sure we don't lose the momentum. So right now, still signing up to have a presence at other organizations, expos, and, you know, wellness fairs and things like that, so that we don't lose the momentum that's still there. So that's where we're at for the expo. Nothing, no written report for you yet. The other is Alliance for Inclusion and Respect, which is the Ebert Fest, and they have selected a film fest, which is quite sweet. It's a very gentle, kind of quiet film about a music therapist, and it includes themes that we're all familiar with, burnout, and loss, and connection, and grief, and just a little bit of substance use. It's really a nice film, and the director, who's also the writer and actor, wait, director, maybe she's a producer. Anyway, she's coming to the festival, and we're going to start working on getting those art shows happening. My hope is that we would have an art show on both of the days of this shorter festival. So anyway, that's where we're at. Lots of behind-the-scenes action, but, you know, it's not that interesting, I guess. Anyway, do you have any questions about either?
Did they tell you what the time of the movie was going to be?
You know, I haven't seen schedules yet. It may well be posted, but I haven't looked. So it's the festival is only April 17 and 18. And if we are able to get an art show on both days, then that's, you know, we'll have people representing us in the theater on both, whenever the film is shown.
Thank you. The next items are the program activity reports and the claims reports and the agency reviews, which are for information only. Are there any comments about any of those items?
I am so proud of our staff for really like racing to understand and meet the ADA, the new enhanced ADA compliance standards. It is not easy, but this document is a great example of shifting gears from what we've been presenting you, which is not accessible at all, to something that does meet the standards and should be easy on a screen reader. Doesn't mean the information is easy to absorb, but it's there.
And I want to echo the thanks for that work. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that occurs that I would like to publicly recognize, and this is one of them, making these reports ADA compliant. I have no idea what you do to that, but thank you for doing it.
Well, this is very much Kim Bowdry took the lead, and she is responsible for the high-quality features of this report. She's also responsible for the newsletter, which is brand new for us. So Kim's, and she brought in the trainer. We're doing some trainings about accessibility to meet the standards, and she's brought an expert in. Those trainings are open to all. I'm happy to say a lot of county employees also joined us for the first of the two trainings. The second one is tomorrow.
Are there any further comments about these reports? Okay, we're going to go to our favorite part of the meeting, the successes and other agency information. Who would like to come forward?
Hello, everybody. Another reminder that the Crow will be a venue for the Boneyard Arts Festival the weekend of April 10th. We have many artists participating, quite a few that are new to the show, so please stop by and see that. We do have a lot to celebrate this month. We're happy to report that somebody served in our community employment program has celebrated a very big anniversary in that they've been at their job for 20 years. So that's incredible. And then somebody was recently hired at Prairie Fruits Goat Farm, and that was a really cool one for us. Very excited about that. But that's all, and thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much for your report. Would you like to identify yourself for the record, please?
My name is AJ Zwettler, and I'm the Director of Employment Services at DSE.
Thank you, AJ.
Everyone, this is Jessie Heckenmuller, Assistant Director of Community Services at Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. I just wanted to share that we do have a case manager 2 position for developmental disability services open at our agency right now. So if you know anyone who might be interested or be a good fit for the role, please do let them know that the position's open and encourage them to apply. And I will put a link to where folks can find our available jobs in the chat. for the record. And it will have the job description there. Again, it's case manager to developmental disability services.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Kelly Martin with DSC, and I have a message from the DSC advocates. They wanted me to remind everyone that next week on Wednesday is Spread the Word to End the Word campaign, and it's been around for a lot of years. It started with being very careful about the language that we're using, not using the R word, and has grown to also include an anti-bullying campaign, an inclusion campaign. And so the official day is on Wednesday, but the DSC advocates will be at Salt and Light next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have a table there. They'll be passing out information to community members and asking people to sign the pledge to be inclusive and use respectful language. So they just ask that I share that with you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Becca with Community Choices. I just had a really quick update. We had an individual that we've been working with in employment get his very first job in the last couple weeks. So he's going to be working at the venue, helping them set up for events a couple nights a week. And so far, they've been very supportive. It's been a really good fit. He'd been, I think, feeling a little bit down, just kind of trying to find his place. He's a younger gentleman, and it's been really great to kind of see him like really sort of be able to capture a little bit of success and hold on to that. So just thought I'd share that.
And a week from pains, I just want to show that it's last month we've been talking to social worker lads up at a PSW Quims going what it went into the job fair was sick and we have a Valentine's Day fail coming up to try to get more PSWs, and we going to try to be doing more marketing.
Thank you, Paula.
Hi, this is Angela with the Regional Planning Commission. And I just wanted to share that we are getting ready to start working with a couple through our Community Life Short-Term Assistance Program. To plan a trip to Indianapolis for the Indy 500. So this is, it's just very early in the planning phases. So I'll update you guys and let you know how that goes when they get back.
I like to hear the variety of activities that people are participating in.
think she knew if you meant right now or.
Is there anyone else? Is there any county board input?
No, nothing for me. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you very much. I couldn't hear you, so thank you for being here. Champaign County Mental Health Board input?
They met last week, and they had very similar business to this. So I think they have a lot of new requests for funding, like 9 new agency requests, on top of the continuation or expansion of a number of requests. I think there are maybe 25 total for them to consider. So big job ahead of them. Anyway, I think that's it. Maybe there's a new county board liaison to the mental health board. So that's news, but that's really late breaking news. So anyway.
Well, I'll take that as good news. Any board announcements? Well, then I will just announce that we will defer the decision items from this month to March and encourage the board members to take a look at those things and be prepared to come in and get those taken care of, because we will have other things added to the agenda also, and we're going into the time of year when we do the most of our work, although it does continue throughout the year. And I thank everyone for being here. This was very informative for me. I appreciate it. And I wish everyone a good day.
Thanks.
Recording stopped.
It was 30 minutes.